Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the kids are back at school, which means making lunch in the mornings, trying not to shout when they're doing their homework, and keeping an eye out for them scratching their heads. Pretty much all parents dread that message on the WhatsApp group telling them there may be an outbreak of nits in the school. So is there anything you can do to keep it at bay? Is there an alternative to the tortuous combing? Carol Johnson is a trichologist. Afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, the difference, specify the difference between nits and head lice, because it's tell us what those two things are.
Well, particulus capillus, right? The head lice, or louse as I refer to it, affects the scalp or pubic hair. It is, when the eggs are laid, they're referred to as the nits. But
right.
The female louse is what will lay the eggs. She's quite a big parasite, and the male is smaller. And I suppose the easiest way to describe this is the thing that affects human beings. And to keep it kind of simple so people aren't jumping out of their skin and thinking, oh my God, these awful yolks, my poor little child at school. Fleas will suck the blood of a dog, and head louse will suck human blood. And that's how they live, and they need it to exist.
Right.
So they like us, and when they get into our heads, and particularly at school, is very favourable to them, because there's a lot of close contact. Long hair, typically girls, much more so than boys, and it doesn't come down to male or female. It's more to do with how somebody has their hair growing. So if it's long and it's fine, this is great, because this is almost like a way of the lice getting into the scalp. They climb and they jump. So children, for example, sharing things like hats or even lollipops, junior school, combs or brushes, they transmit very easy by direct contact. And chairs, sitting on a chair. So they can live there
sitting
for a little while.
Sitting on a chair?
Yes, or your pillow, you know. So the thing that they don't like is the cold. So they don't live very well, or they don't hatch in degrees below 22 centigrade. That's inner around. So the cold is a good thing. So the winter comes, they do tend to die off a little bit more than around now.
Okay. All right. That's
so the nits bit, just to explain that, is that the eggs that they lay, and they kind of cement them very firmly onto your hair shaft.
Yeah.
So
and so when you're
there,
picking the nits out, are they unhatched eggs or?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So the actual louse would look like when it has been feeding, for example, it would look like rubies with legs on it, right? Because it's going to be full of blood.
Yeah.
And they'll get darker in color. But up until that point, you've a chance of getting them off with, unfortunately, the fine combing.
Yeah.
And maybe like a heavy conditioner over the bath. But you're always going to miss one. And that's the problem. And that's how reinfestation occurs.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Oh, it's not the end of the world, though, because...
No, it's probably...
It's itchy
for the kids, but I think it's probably possibly even worse for the parents.
It is worse.
Because the combing is just... It's torturing them, you know, and you're never going to get all... Are some people more prone to it than others? I know this is probably just a...
They are. Yes, they are. People of white skin, for some reason, and we don't know why, as opposed to people with black skin. And also... again, going back to the hair, the long, fine hair, because it's an easier way for them to travel and navigate into the scalp.
One of our listeners wants to know.
If you tie up your hair, so if you have even, you know, a ponytail, or bind up the hair, that's going to be better. Poor hair hygiene is the other thing. So they like when your scalp is clean, it's not as favourable. Or if there's a scent in your scalp that they don't like, they mightn't particularly jump on you either.
Okay.
This is where the tea tree shampoos and things have come about. I suppose the biggest problem with them is if you don't get rid of them, and you can get a secondary infection from pruritus, from scratching. So if they're scratching, and you can introduce a lot of bacteria. And then, you know, it's kind of using some of the cutaneous ointments and shampoos might be causing even an allergic reaction, because your scalp just becomes so atopic and it is basically allergic to everything. So the problem really is the scratching, and the scratching is essentially from the saliva of the louse, not so much the laying of the eggs, but when they start to suck and bite, and some people are hypersensitive to it. Other people could have lots of these things in their scalp, but they're just not they're not as sensitive, and they have no sensitivity to the saliva. Now, they're few and far between, but we think that may be the reason why some people have more of a reaction.
Right.
I mean, they are parasites, and they can only live off humans.
Yeah.
But the sooner we can kind of get them off, you could put your hat into the freezer, your bed clothes into the freezer, and you'll kill them very quickly. They're not going to live past 6 hours if you do that.
Oh.
And short hair. I mean, if it's very, very bad, cutting your hair short is a solution.
Okay.
I know I had one mother. I see lots of my own children had these when they're in junior school, you know, so it's a kind of a common enough thing. They're in very close contact with each other. Children, and maybe little girls more so when they have these kind of, for want of a better way, slumber parties and things like that, where they're with hairbrushes and passing around the hairbrushes. They kind of don't tend to do that as they get older, and their hair hygiene kind of improves.
Yeah.
But they're the ways of, you know, if you have to cut your hair. But coming back to mother, a lot of mothers will come in and think they've got it.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know. It's just because people just have this awful ick towards the idea of these yolk.
So does that mean adults can't get it, Carol?
Oh, they can.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're more inclined to get them in pubic hair. And it is the louse, but that's the corpus. The scalp one is the capitis.
Okay. Can you get it in a beard, Carol?
You could. I haven't come across it.
Okay.
I see alopecia in beards more than louse. But you could. There's no reason to suggest you couldn't. They like hair.
Yeah.
They like to hide in your hair and attach to your hair, something to hold on to while they suck blood. You know, so...
makes sense.
That's what they do, ultimately.
Yeah.
One, just to mention this, yeah, one lady that kept getting recurring, and I remember just seeing this woman, kind of secondary bacterial infection, and she got impetigo and she had lots of crusting, and we kind of got that cleared up with over-the-counter stuff. But I actually suggested to her to dye her hair the same colour that her hair is. And she said, but I never dye my hair. And I said, just try it. And that actually sorted it out for her, would you believe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't like chemicals and things that taste
rotten.
Right,
yeah. There's yolks, so, you can get the kind of electronic yolks, or supposed to zap them. Do they work?
I've come across them, and I do like an electric combing.
Yeah.
It gives a little shockwave. It is a good way of killing them, because if they are insects, you know,
yeah.
You can electrocute them, yeah.
Yeah.
It will work. The difficulty with louse or head lice is getting them all, because if you miss one, you know, they're going to hatch again a week later. So you think you've cleared them all up. And that's why I'll always say, go to the pharmacy, get the stuff, and do it again, even when you think they're all gone, in another week, in another 10 days. Okay, your hair is going to be all dry and it's going to feel all parched, but you're going to fix that then with conditioners and nice masks. The most important thing is to get rid of these. And don't think that they're just gone when you do one treatment. Do it again, because you may have missed an egg.
Yeah.
Awful as it sounds, yeah. Because they can reinfest with just one egg that hatches.
And so if a child comes home with it, apart from the combing and everything, is it advisable then to kind of boil the pillowcases and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And keep a nice cool room. And I suppose everybody in the house really needs to be combing and using their slightly medicated or even a tea tree shampoo.
Yeah, indeed.
Absolutely.
Carol, yeah, the entire country is scratching now. Thanks a million for talking to us. That was Carol Johnson there, a trichologist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.